Hello, gorgeous.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to what will be episode 5 of the hashtag How Does She Do It podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Harlow. If you're listening to this podcast, it's very likely that you found out about it through my Instagram at Jessica Harlow. I think at this point, that's still the only place that I've really talked about the podcast. That might be just because Instagram is kind of my favorite platform right now. I just love using it to connect with you guys. It feels like we're kind of texting each other. Like I always go through my DMs, even if like we aren't friends on there, I always go through my message requests and I see what you guys are writing to me and I respond to quite a few of you. Like every so often I do go through and respond to a lot of you. And it's just really great to get to talk to you guys. So of course, always feel free to slide into my DMs, feel free to reach out. I'm always willing to listen and joke and laugh. And of course, your feedback is the most important thing in the world to me because I'm making this podcast and really every piece of content in general, I'm pretty much making it for you guys, not just because I'm not doing this to hear the sound of my own voice. Trust me, I could care less to hear the sound of my own voice. But I want to give you guys the best that I possibly can. And a big part of that is knowing what you want me to talk about. So feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I feel like that's where I'm probably the most responsive is in the DMs. And so if you've rated and reviewed this podcast already, I want to thank you guys so much. It really helps the podcast grow. So you taking the extra minute to go to the podcast app, search for Jessica Harlow and leave a review for this podcast honestly really means so, so much to me. I don't know why they make it so difficult to rate and review a podcast, but since it's not really like one button, it's like three. I really, really appreciate those of you who have gone ahead and taken the extra time to do that. Thank you so much for sharing it with your friends. It's really cool to see this thing grow. Again, I'm still playing around and learning and figuring things out. I'm so new to this game, but I'm really loving it and I am committing myself to it. And as a commitment phobe, that says something. I was actually really scared that I wouldn't be able to record an episode this week just because for the past few days, like 2 days ago, I barely had any voice at all. Currently getting over a little bit of a cold. I've been drinking lots of bone broth and all the warm stuff that could possibly exist. Speaking of bone broth, I've actually been a little bit obsessed with it lately. Bone broth is really good for you. It's like extremely good for you. I read something recently that collagen is so important for your skin to look younger for longer. And apparently our body stops producing collagen at about 28 years old, which is, it's kind of freaking me out because I turned 28 in January and go figure. I always thought 27 and 28 were the sexiest years. But now that I heard that I'm going to be all out of new collagen at 28, well, scratch that. So I'm looking into a lot about collagen right now. Theodore Leaf, if you don't know who Theodore Leaf is, we've collaborated on a few videos in the past and he makes really great cooking videos. I mean, he kind of started out as doing hair, but now he really does a lot of cooking. And I mean, honestly, Theodore Leaf is goals. Seriously. I mean, you have to check him out. It's like this stuff belongs on the Food Network. It's so well produced. He does such a great job. I love Theodore. But he actually sent me some Vital Proteins powder that you're supposed to drink every single day. He sent that to me a while ago, and I'll admit I haven't used it yet. But now that I heard about this whole, at 28, you stop producing collagen, I'm gonna have to give it a shot and look into it and start using it. Luckily, I've heard that it's flavorless, so should be good. I'll let you guys know what I think of all of that as I get started using it. Honestly, if you're young, like I don't care if you're listening to this and you're still in high school or barely even in college, please just trust me. Take care of your skin. Take the best care of your skin and do the anti-aging stuff as soon as possible, because if you get into the habit of taking good care of yourself when you're really young, it's going to be a lot easier to continue maintaining that later on because you're already used to it. It's already part of your routine. It's already second nature. And if there's anything that I've learned about skincare, especially like anti-aging, prevention is key. If you've already got wrinkles and your skin's starting to sag, I mean, there's not really much that's going to save you other than actual procedures, to be honest. So definitely take really good care of your skin. Like, I wish I could go grab my 22-year-old self and tell her not to hang around cigarette smoke so much. I'm Greek, so I've been surrounded by cigarette smoke my whole entire life, which is so aging. It really does not, it doesn't do any favors for the skin. I realized that last week, I didn't give you guys a tip of the week. So I'm kind of giving you a little bit of that, but also back to bone broth. And maybe if you guys are getting sick, I feel like a lot of people I know are starting to get sick right now. Could be the change of the weather, could be allergies. I'm not really exactly sure what's going on. I've taken Zyrtec and I feel kind of better. So I'm not sure if this was allergies or not. But I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on what I do to get feeling better quicker when I'm, you know, under the weather, when I've got a cold. So I drank a lot of bone broth. Again, it's really, really good for you. It's packed with protein and collagen, and there's so many benefits. Even like, I love the stuff even when I'm not sick. Besides, obviously, all the warm stuff, what I like to do as soon as I feel the slightest bit of scratchiness in my throat, like the slightest tickle, besides drinking warm fluids, I go for a vapor rub. You can use Vicks. I know a lot of people swear by that, but I personally prefer to go for more natural stuff. I actually use the Honest Company eucalyptus rub. I slather that on my throat and on my chest, and then I put a shirt on that covers the entire area. I really find that that helps prevent things from getting a little out of hand. What else do I do? Oh, I also use a eucalyptus scrub on my chest in the shower. I have one from, I think the brand is called Rituals. I'll put links to everything that I'm talking about in the show notes. This isn't sponsored or anything. This is actually stuff that I use and recommend. But again, it's like this eucalyptus scrub, and I swear it opens up like everything, which is super important when you're trying to feel better and you need to breathe. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. Of course, check with yours before trying anything that I recommend. But I'm just telling you my experience and the stuff that I found has worked for me. But yeah, that eucalyptus scrub from Rituals. You can use it as a mask on your body. So what I'll do is before I hop in the shower, I'll put that all over my chest. And it kind of like, you feel it. You feel like there's kind of like a warmth and a tinglingness, and all of a sudden your nasal passages and your lungs and just everything feels like they're opening up, and it's so, so great. So you can do that before you hop into the shower. You can even do it in the shower. Let it soak in a bit and then go ahead and rinse it off. It's really good for detoxifying. Like, you can use it even when you're not sick, but I basically just save it for the days when I feel like my sinuses need some help, and I really, really liked it. So again, I'll put everything in the show notes. You can find all of this stuff on Amazon. So yeah, it's been about 2 days of me kicking this cold. I am recording this on day 3, and I'm finally feeling a lot better. I hope I sound okay. I feel like I was a little bit nasal in my last video too, just because, I don't know, maybe I do have allergies. I don't know what's going on, but your girl's nasal, and I'm sorry. Just picture me as like the female Howard Stern, okay? Like, again, he does very well. Anyway, this whole like me being sick thing kind of got me thinking about self-care, because I definitely had to sort of take some time for myself, like really not do absolutely anything. Like, when I woke up on Monday, I was so weak and so tired that I was like, I really can't do absolutely anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give myself the day to really, you know, get some rest, not overexert myself, not push myself. Luckily, I didn't have anything that was too pressing that, you know, I had to like power through or anything. I was really grateful for that, just so that way I was able to really relax. And I was like, you know what, if I take this time, I just told myself, if I do this and take care of myself, I'll be much more useful later on. So again, all I did on Monday, which was when like my cold really started and I felt horrible, I was literally in bed the whole day, sleeping on and off. I was so exhausted. I just stayed in bed and I watched Sex and the City. Like, I don't even know. I think I watched like half the series, to be honest, because it was just playing the whole time as I was in and out of sleep. I really recommend that for when you're sick. Just put on a series that you've already seen, so you don't have to really care too much about keeping up with anything, because you pretty much know what happens anyway. So Sex and the City was perfect for that. So yeah, again, it kind of got me thinking a little bit more about self-care, which I did talk about a little bit in my last episode, but there was a lot more emphasis on saying no and how that's tied into self-care. And you guys seem to really like that and really felt like the message resonated for you, which really makes me happy. But again, to just summarize a little bit of that from the last episode, saying no is a huge thing because oftentimes what we'll do is overcommit ourselves and then we leave no room in our own lives for, you know, taking care of ourselves. Being human isn't really a very easy thing. It could be very challenging. It could be very tiring. It could be very exhausting, and it could really drain you sometimes. So it's really important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So no is a full sentence. Elimination is actually a very important part of improving anything. Sometimes it's not about what you add to something, but what you take out of your life. Like how you simplify things will probably make you a lot happier than adding to stuff, because when you add, sometimes you overcomplicate. So everyone talks about self-care and it's becoming a bit of a movement, but it's so important to really make sure that you're taking out time for yourself, because if you're not in your best condition, how can you offer your best to anyone else? It's just not going to be possible. Even if you might not notice it right away, it will catch up to you. It always does. And I think a big part of caring for yourself is getting real about who you are and what you need and what you want. I think we spend way too much time getting caught up in chasing after things that we don't even want. Like, you see someone having something and they look happy and you think that the thing that they have is the ticket to happiness. Meanwhile, the thing is just a thing. There are so many different roads to happiness, and what that road is depends on you and not what society or photos and social media show you or what commercials want you to think, like, you know, buy this thing and you'll be happy. I mean, there's so many different ways to get to happiness, but I think it's highly important to spend time with yourself and to unplug from the screens that we can get sucked into and kind of become addicted to. There was an article that I read recently where it was talking about how people are just really addicted to their cell phones. There's people who are checking their phones and their emails and their notifications and social media like over 100 times a day. And I mean, when you think about it, if you're checking anything that much, you know, what are you actually doing in the real world? Of course, there's very productive ways that we can use social media and technology to really connect with each other. But I don't think, if we're being honest, I don't think that's what we're all really doing. It's kind of like we're just scrolling ourselves into oblivion. So it's really important to just take time for yourself and unplug every so often. Like, remember when you were a kid and you could just play and create without having to be on an iPhone or an iPad? Where you weren't having to check anything, especially repeatedly throughout the day. It's so important from time to time to unplug from social media, society, and even who you surround yourself with, because it's really the only way to reconnect with yourself and your own voice and your own thoughts and opinions and priorities. And I know that can sound really ridiculous because you're like, of course I have thoughts that are mine and opinions and things, but I don't think we realize that for the most part, we kind of become sponges and people do rub off on each other. So sometimes you might end up picking up on somebody else's perspective of things if you just spend enough time around them. So that's why I think it's so important to even unplug from, you know, your day-to-day routine a little bit, to really take care of yourself and reconnect with yourself and who you are and your own voice and what really matters and is important to you and what's your truth. A lot of people talk about things like confidence, for example, and I think it's really difficult for a lot of people to develop confidence, especially in their physical appearance, because body parts and physical features are treated like trends. The good thing about that is, though, if you wait around, if you like wait stuff out, whatever you have naturally will probably eventually become the trendy coveted thing. But when you're kind of outside of what's trendy in the moment, you can kind of feel like you're coming up short, that you don't measure up somehow. So it's kind of like how, let's say in the early 2000s, it was all about being super skinny, like no boobs, no butt, no fluffiness. I mean, if that was going on right now, I probably wouldn't feel my best. Like, I would probably be second guessing myself because I've got a butt and I've got thighs and, you know, I'm not a double, like I'm not a size double zero. So I probably would have difficulty feeling like I could fit in. I mean, I remember when I was younger and growing up, I wasn't really able to relate to that. And I remember really, I didn't have an eating disorder as far as I know. It wasn't that serious, but I do remember really being very self-conscious about my weight when I was really, really young, like early 2000s, and I was like 10 and 11 years old. But while right now it's really, I feel like right now it's almost like the style and the trend is to kind of look like a cartoon character. Like there's all these exaggerated features because plastic surgery is becoming, and I love plastic surgery. I think it could do really great things and I think it could really help a lot of people. But I think that it's becoming way too accessible to the wrong people and for the wrong reasons. Like do stuff because you like it, whether it's going to be in a trend or not. You know what I mean? Like don't go for things just because it's kind of like the hot thing right now. Like if it was something you wanted from before it was trendy, and you still want it when it is, and you don't care if it goes out of style, then I think that's a much more healthy way of looking at things. But, you know, just it's a touchy subject, but I really think that it's just getting a little bit too out of hand. People are looking frozen. It's kind of looking weird. Everybody kind of looks like plastic, like nobody has pores anymore. Girl, I don't know. It's just not something that I really relate to. And that's what's going on. So that's something that I don't really relate to. And I actually refuse to because I think I really have done a pretty good job at checking in with myself and deciding what I would like and what I don't and what is actually me and what isn't. Like what is actually my taste and what isn't. I think it's just so important to go out of your way to look for different kinds of beauty than what's always shoved in your face, or what's being shoved in your face a lot right now. So challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to find people that might not be classically beautiful or beautiful in today's standards and find ways to love what most people might consider their flaws. I think the more we train ourselves to do that for other people, the easier it can become to do that for ourselves. I mean, there's a lot of people that I see on a daily basis that I don't consider attractive at first blush. But you know what? After I look at them enough, I can see what someone else might like about them or even find stuff that I like about them. And I try to even do this with people that I can't stand. I'm a big believer in, you know, like I can compartmentalize what I don't like about people. Like I'm not the type of person where it's like, if I don't like a person for a specific reason, I'm just going to hate everything about them. No, maybe in theory, but realistically, no, not really. That's personally how I am. Like if I think, like I could really hate somebody's guts, but if they're good at something, I will say that they're good at something. You know what I mean? I give credit where it's due. As I was saying, it's really important to look for the beauty that you want to see or to look for beauty in places where you would least expect to find it. It kind of broadens your palette and makes you start appreciating differences. And when you can do that for other people, I think it's much easier for you to do it for yourself. And the more you're able to do it for yourself, you're able to do it for other people. It's like, it's a cycle, okay? Look, I think I'm pretty cute, right? But I'm fully aware that there are people that are leaps and bounds more beautiful than I am. There will always be people that are going to be more beautiful than absolutely anyone and everyone. And it also depends on, you know, again, personal taste and what people like and what people don't, what they're drawn to, what they aren't. And I think what's great about getting older though, like if you're young and you're listening to this, like if you're, you know, still in your teens and you're listening to this, or you even in your early 20s and, you kind of feel insecure about how you look or you don't feel like you're as pretty as whoever. I think what's really great about growing up is you kind of eventually learn to accept what you were given and just make the most of it. I feel like it's kind of tricky to do that when you're especially really young, because I know like if you're still in high school, and because people can be really cruel Especially teenagers, it could be really rotten. So I think, you know, just stay patient and again, train yourself to look at beauty in different ways and to find it in different places and come up with your own definition of what's beautiful. And also be open to the fact that you kind of have what you have. And for the most part, there's not a lot you can do about what you were given, right? So learn to make the most of it. Be patient because you'll be surprised at how as you grow up and if you do the right things to take care of yourself and value yourself and surround yourself with the right kind of people and do what's best for you, you'll definitely start to learn to accept more about what you were given than to hate it. And you'll make the most of it. Doesn't mean you're going to love absolutely everything about yourself. There are a number of things that I don't like about myself. And it's not even just about looks, but also parts of my personality, stupid things I've done, mistakes I've made and continue to. Like, yeah, I've got flaws, okay? I'm not just talking about what I look like. I'm talking about, like, you know, I'm not a perfect human. And it's really hard sometimes to come to terms with those things. But you realize that life kind of goes on and you've got to do the best that you can. But again, doing the best that you can isn't possible without taking care of your own headspace. You know, pay attention to what you're looking for, what you're exposing yourself to most, and seriously, take the time to kind of like audit your life. Think about what you want to feel and what you want to experience, you know, how you want to feel, and look at what you do the most, who you spend the most time with, what you're looking for the most. And if you're unhappy, okay, if you're unhappy in general with your life or about any aspect of it, the thing is, the things you're doing the most probably aren't aligning with what you actually want and need. There's probably a disconnect there. And in fact, if you're really unhappy in something, it's probably because you're doing the opposite of what would make you happy. I really love journaling. You know, that's the one thing that I could really, really recommend. It was something that I got out of the habit of doing for a really long time. And then I kind of got back into it recently-ish, like past maybe like 2 months. And I find it to be really, really helpful. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, dear diary, here's everything that I did today and everything I thought about. But sometimes just sitting down and taking some quiet time to ask yourself a specific question that can be really powerful, like a really good question, and write out your response can really help you process things and figure out what you need to do. It kind of helps you flesh stuff out and digest. So it could be as simple as asking yourself, what does happiness look like to me? What does it feel like? What are like the micro feelings? Like happiness for you could be feeling sexy and desirable. Is it feeling useful and purposeful? Is it feeling like you belong somewhere or choose something? Is it about feeling free? Like, what is it that you think would make you feel a certain way, like a kind of happiness? You know, get as specific as you can. It really doesn't matter. The more specific you get, the better. And don't be embarrassed because, again, this is something that's private and it's for you. So ask yourself, take some time to ask yourself and write out your answer of what exactly happiness looks like to you. What does it feel like? What would it look like? What would it feel like for you? And then make a list of how you actually feel right now and what you do the most and what you look for and notice the most. And see which of those things we need to change to align with what you really want. And if you don't really know what the answers to all of those things are, then maybe just make a mental note, like remind yourself, set a reminder to just kind of start observing yourself and observing what you're looking for. Like when you go somewhere, what are the things that are catching your attention the most? What is it that makes you say like, oh, I knew that would happen because this always happens? Like, what are the stories that you're telling yourself? What are the things that you're looking for? What's the evidence that you're looking for? Like, what are you looking to prove? Because that will tell you a lot. When you're looking to prove negative, you're probably going to find a lot of things that are going to prove negativity to you. And if you're looking to prove positive things, you will find things that are positive to prove to yourself. So look for what you know, because we're all kind of a little bit detectives, you know, whether it's the high end of the spectrum or the low end of the spectrum, we're all looking for things. We're all looking for clues, or we're all noticing clues. So pay attention to what it is that you're actually looking for. And when you find that out and it doesn't match up with what you actually want, think about what you need to start replacing it with. What kind of attitude you need to replace it with? What kind of perspective do you need to replace it with? What would you have to believe is true in order for you to feel happy? And again, it's really, really important to write these things down, because you really can't answer these very meaty questions in your head in just 2 seconds. You know, there's going to be a lot of you who are going to listen to this podcast and you're going to hear this and you're going to say, oh, that's a great idea, and then never do it and then never see any results. The only way you can actually see results in anything is actually doing a little bit of the work. And the sooner you do it, the better it is for you. So I really think it's very helpful to set aside 30 minutes, let's say, to really answer that question, to really dive deep on that and get clarity. Because clarity at the end of the day is really the key, okay? Clarity is something that I can struggle with a lot, and I think a lot of creative minds can struggle with a lot, because our ideas aren't necessarily coming in nicely organized little boxes and filed away and labeled. They're typically just rolling on in, bringing in other ideas with them, kind of crashing the party, bringing all kinds of ideas with them that have like no connection to each other. And I really think that it's so important to write stuff out, because there's a lot of power to that, because when you write it out, that's when you're able to really sort of, I feel like, organize your thoughts and really assess what needs to be done and what's important, what isn't, what's for you, what is it. So I don't think it matters too much whether you do this whole writing experiment with a pen and paper or on a computer. It really depends on my mood personally, because I like to do both. Kind of depends. Sometimes I prefer the pen and paper, but I know that sometimes people can't really read their handwriting, especially when they're trying to write out as much as they can, as fast as they can. And that's another thing. You don't want to edit yourself. Okay. This is, again, just for you. It's really about getting stuff out of your head and making sense of it and organizing it and prioritizing it after the fact. So don't second guess yourself. Most often your first initial reaction or response is probably the best and most helpful piece of information for you, rather than the thing that you overthought. But do not ever underestimate the power of taking the time out to really clear out your head. And I think it's really great to do something like this after a walk or maybe before bed. It's best when it's just really quiet. So some might say very early in the mornings, but sometimes I feel like you've got other stuff that's pressing on your time in the morning, things to get to. And it can be a little bit constricting. And this is about not constricting yourself. This is a moment where you get to give yourself the freedom and the permission to find your clarity and find out your truth. Because at the end of the day, and your truth is going to be very different from anybody else's, this is about completely you getting clear about what you really want and what you really value. And what will not just make you happy, but also make you feel fulfilled. Because see, feeling fulfilled and feeling happy are kind of two separate things. Like, happy is kind of fleeting. Fulfillment is kind of like the underlying happiness that's going to sustain you through the inevitable disappointments that come along with life. I don't think clarity or anything can really save you from experiencing disappointment in life. There's so much that's out of our control, but I still do believe that finding clarity, like to give yourself the sense of direction, because that's what clarity really does, is it kind of helps to, like if you don't have a destination, you end up going nowhere. It's like that Alice in Wonderland quote. It's like, oh, where are you planning on going? Anywhere will do. Well, then, you know, you'll end up anywhere. You can't be disappointed by where you end up if anything is fine for you. So that's what clarity does, is it gives you a sense of direction. And especially through your subconscious, because once your subconscious knows exactly what it is that you're heading for, it's funny how things can start to work out. But like I said, of course, clarity isn't going to make you like never experience disappointment. There's tons of things that are out of our control in life, but I do really believe that clarity can create a feeling of fulfillment deep down, and that makes a lot of things a lot more easy. So what I'm trying to say in this episode, okay, to kind of, because I feel like we talked about a number of different things, but if you're looking for confidence in your appearance, look for it in places that you don't expect to find it. I could definitely go into more depth on this in the next episode. If you would like, let me know on my Instagram. But personally, what I'm going to leave you with is challenge, like as far as that, the whole confidence in your appearance thing is challenge yourself to find beauty in people that may not actually be what society would deem as beautiful. So aside from confidence, because confidence can give you a lot of happiness, the other thing is clarity. And I feel like clarity and self-awareness can help you kind of find your sanity. Okay, so the search for clarity, the intention of finding clarity about what you really want, is probably one of the best and therefore most caring things that you can do for yourself. So I think that's all I'm going to say in this episode. I hope that you really enjoyed it. I hope I wasn't too nasal. I'm going to be listening to this back as I edit this and probably be like, oh my God, I can't believe I sound like that. But I think I was exhausted and nasal in the last episode too. So you guys are really dealing with a nasal Nancy here. But I hope that besides that, you're able to listen past that and find something helpful in this episode that you can use and apply to your own life. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, it would really mean the world to me if you went ahead and left a rating and a review. Again, I don't know why it's so complicated, but you have to search for the show in the podcast app in order to leave a review. So all you do is you go to the podcast app, little search button thing, type in Jessica Harlow, the show will pop right up. When you click on it, click on review, and you can rate and review the podcast. If you want to leave 5 stars, that would be absolutely amazing. But feel free, of course, to be honest. You can always DM me on Instagram. My username is @JessicaHarlow. Feel free to slide into my DMs, or you can even comment on my photos. Let me know what you like, what you want to see next, and even what you want me to improve on. I'm all ears. You've got my attention. Again, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to subscribe. It's totally free and it will let you know as soon as there's a new episode ready for you to listen to. If you really liked it, if you have any friends that you think might really benefit from listening to the podcast, again, we've got like 5 episodes already, feel free to share it with them. Send them a link if you think it's something they might find useful and benefit from and thank you for, because I'm sure your friends will be really grateful if you send them stuff that might actually help them out. People really tend to appreciate when other people are thinking of them and give them stuff that actually helps them out. So if this is something you really think will help a friend, show them some love and appreciation and share it with them. And I will be eternally grateful. It really does help. So yeah, that's all. I look forward to talking to you again next week. I'll be back here on Thursday.